in making religion what it really is in the minds of people, in the hearts of people, of course it's the job of the clergy and the laity. Is it the minister's job to attend to the spiritual things, to be an expert in the religious aspects of life, and the laity's job to take care of the practical matters of life?
Well, I think this is an oversimplification of the ministry as such. It used to be pretty good practice in a way to say if the clergyman looked after the spiritual needs of the congregation, the lay people could look after the material needs. This was in a much more comfortable kind of world in which this kind of dualism could be tolerated. Today we know that there is no such possible dualism in human life, that there is no distinction between that which is spiritual and that which is material in God's world, that they are in reality one, that this is a sacramental world in which, unless the material becomes the expression of the spiritual meanings of life, then it is less than useless for humankind. And furthermore, we know now that all men are called by God to a ministry. It may not be the same ministry of function, and is not the same ministry of function as far as the organized life of the church is concerned, but it is the same ministry in terms of the calling to be a kind of person, one who is asked by God to embark with him upon the whole great problem of creation and redemption in this world. Now, when we see ministry in this broad, wide, and deep form, then we can understand that a layman is just as responsible for the spiritual life, one of a congregation or of a community, as the minister could possibly be, and that they are one in the same ministry.
Should church people speak out on controversial issues?
If they don't, who will? Furthermore, who is more likely to have some durable either solutions or some durable help for a world in desperate need of help than people who have heard the gospel, the good news of God's concern for the world? I think that Christians, religious people, are obligated to speak out in the interest of welfare and justice for humankind.
Do you think that they have competency and authority to speak out?
Whether or not they have competency is another matter. I think people should be, to some extent, wary of speaking in areas where obviously they have no technical competency, so to speak. But the fact that they have authority is unquestionable because God has called them to testimony concerning truth. And this is the basis of every person's authority to speak in the interest of God's truth in the world.